Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 9th of June, and I'm recording it to 9:30 p.m., and that's British Summer Time. Now, let's have a quick look at the markets here today. And first, starting with stock markets, mostly steady action here overall today. And India in the Asian Pacific region was the star performer. Here again today, up 0.72%. It's taken the Sensex index up to 25,580. That touched a new all-time high in here today. And investors were pleased with the government's spending program. Which involved everything from infrastructure expansion to restarting stalled business projects, and also encouraging inward investments, all things that we heard about, of course, during the election. But investors are pleased to see those programs moving into action. Now, Japan was quiet in here today, but after my break of 2 weeks here, I'm very pleased to see the way that Japan has recovered from the lower side of its overall range, and this just remains a big medium-term consolidation here, which I think will be followed by an additional upward leg, which I expect to start later this year, and it's possibly not all that far away. Now, China, meanwhile, remains, it's asleep near the lower side of its range on the Shanghai A-Shares Index, but the Hang Seng is somewhat firmer, as you know, and the news in terms of China's economy, from what I've seen of it, and you've probably seen more of it than I have recently, but seems to be improving. Now, other stock markets, the European sector, firm here again. Sweden looks like the top performer here today, up 1.1% overall, but looks like everything gained in Europe. And a number of resumed rallies underway following that lengthy ranging period that we were seeing earlier in the year. And in the Americas, well, Wall Street's performance impressive here in terms of the the Dow, the NASDAQ 100 index, new highs there. The S&P 500 index also new highs, as you all know, because Owen provided extensive coverage of those markets. And this action really represents a significant break up out of those lengthy sideways trading ranges that we had been seeing for several months, really. And the strength of the indices I just mentioned has reaffirmed their overall bull trends. They are a little bit overbought in the short term, and I should also add that most stock markets are a little bit overbought in the short term. But with Wall Street and most of the others, again, provided they are able to maintain or stay above their rising 200-day moving averages during a pullback in consolidation, the overall action will be favorable. It'll look like a small pullback and consolidation, which we will probably see before long. Now, what we've also seen, and this is potentially significant, at least in the short term, is before I left, the NASDAQ Composite Index and also the Russell 2000 Index, they were testing the lower side of their 4 month plus ranges, and they were still holding there. They were not far away from what could have been a potentially significant downward break, but it hasn't happened. And the support did hold at those range lows, and they've pushed higher, particularly the NASDAQ Composite Index. I think think these indices are going to remain a good indicator of where Wall Street's actually going. And as long as they can hold within the current range, that's good news for the Dow and the S&P and the other broader indices, which have attracted the flight to quality money. And obviously, we're seeing a weight of money play here in terms of the support that Wall Street and some other stock markets are actually receiving. At the back of my mind, or very much at the forefront of my mind here right now, is always the view that we were going to see a choppy year on Wall Street in 2014, and I don't think that will change. But it's holding up here quite well so far. I would expect some further choppy action, and as I've just said, a pullback and consolidation here before long. But there is no evidence that the overall bull market is over. And it's impressive when you see a sector like the new tech and the biotech, which did form minor bubbles, and the saw very, very sharp downward reactions. But that has not undermined support for the broader market. And of course, the monetary policy. Well, Fed tapering continues, QE tapering continues. Generally, monetary policy is very accommodative still in the USA, even more so now in Europe, and more so still in Japan. Okay, looking at long-dated government bond yields. Well, that 10-year, as you know, had that spike down a couple of weeks ago to the 2.4 level. It's been hovering for the last few days, most of last week, and here again today, near the 2.6 level, a little above the 2.6 yield on the 10-year. And there's some overhead resistance because the previous trading range had been largely between 2.8% and 2.6%. But the concern was that while it was still heading lower, that people were worried about deteriorating growth. And I think sentiment has improved here somewhat, and it's also been helped by the employment figures that have been released in the last few weeks. Not the greatest jobs overall, but at least the numbers are a little bit more positive. And what else to mention in here? Currencies. U.S. dollar is firmer generally. The ECB is having some success in weakening the euro. It slipped down to 1.3591 against the US dollar. Just before I went away, that had touched 140 to the ECB's consternation. And sterling, though, is quietly steady at 168. That's 1.68, of course. The Australian dollar also steady in here, 0.935 against the US dollar. And looks like we're getting an upward break against the by the Australian dollar against the New Zealand dollar. And the Aussie had way underperformed, really an extensive medium-term move, but put in a reasonable ranging time and size base formation, and I think we'll see it recover further against the New Zealand currency. Asian currencies not doing too badly here overall, judging from the ADXY index, and the one exception there is the Chinese renminbi, which, as you know, had been such a strong currency until a few months ago when China stepped in to weaken it, and I think they'll probably continue to keep it soft at least until we see a clear improvement in China's GDP growth rate, and until we see inflation pressures picking up in China once again. Now, metal prices quiet here overall. Most were slightly higher here today among the industrial metals. And among precious metals, we had palladium down just a couple of dollars here today, platinum just about unchanged, and gold up Well, Joe, just looks like unchanged. 1252.82 silver up a few cents here in 1907. The main action in the commodity markets, though, and this raised an eyebrow or two, and certainly my eyebrows, was the strength of crude oil. The WTI contract, US contract, is at 104.44 as I speak. That's up $1.78 in here today. I checked for news on that, and it was of that of a vague general nature, meaning that people weren't quite sure, obviously, in preparing the copy, but mentioning the U.S. employment figures suggesting slightly better growth likely in the second quarter, and particularly in for the remainder of the year, and also mention of China's somewhat firmer economic data. Now, this WTI contract, though, 105 has been really the medium-term range highs for the last few months. As you know from that oil chart, it's really been range-bound for quite a lengthy period here, I believe over a year. And but in the short term, the WTI in particular has a bit of an upward bias here, gradual upward bias. And so you've got a little bit of an ascending triangular type formation with that previous resistance up near 105. If we were to see a sustained break above that level, that would certainly raise a few eyebrows. And that would become a potential headwind for Wall Street. And I think those are most of the highlights in here today. Well, it's good to be back, writing some copy for you and also producing an audio. So all the very best to all of you.